Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. My name is Mike, and this is our 5-year happy anniversary podcast. Really, really hard to believe that we've been doing this for 5 years, but 5 years ago, we started this thing, and it's been a crazy ride, and we're totally enjoying it, and it's really, really hard for me to believe that Jenny and I have sustained this for 5 years. It's been a labor of love, and we're actually really, really excited looking at some of the statistics and stuff. Every year, our listenership and downloads have gone up. So I looked at a couple of numbers. So we've done 261 total podcasts. This will be podcast number 262. So guests, we've had a ton of guests on. More than half of our episodes have been guests. We have had 131 total guest shows. We went from 5 in 2021 to 17 in 2022, 34 in 2023, 35 in 2024. And this year, we had an astounding 40 guests on the podcast in 2025. And every single one of our guests is absolutely amazing. We've had, I think it's 7 different race directors on. It's up to 10 race directors now. We've had 10 different race directors on. Here's the one that really blew my mind. We've had guests on from 26 different states, but we've also had guests on from 4 different countries: Ukraine, India, New Zealand, and our wonderful friends from up north, the Canadians. I'm really, really excited because we've had normal people on. People who just, they started running because they just saw something that weight loss. Oh my gosh. If I added up the total amount of weight loss between our guests, oh my, that would be an astounding number. We've had guests that just come on that, you know, they tell me, oh, Mike, I don't have anything to say. You know, nobody's going to find me interesting. And by the time we get done with an hour of chatting on Zoom, they realize they do have a story to tell. And I say it often, the worst story told is a story that never gets told because you don't think you have a story. You do have a story to tell, and your story is very important. Your story is not only important for your journey, but it's important for other people's journeys too, because you don't know what people are going through out there. This has been, like I said at the beginning, this has been a labor of love, and we're going to keep on doing it. Now, we're making a change for 2026. Jenny and I have both gotten very, very busy. So in taking over the business in 2026, I fully take over all the operations, responsible for a lot more things. My workload has gone up tremendously. I'm getting older. Aren't I supposed to be lowering my workload? I thought that's the way it was supposed to work, but maybe that's what normal people do, and I would never assume that I'm anywhere close to normal. But anyway, so we're going to go to every other week, which will allow Jenny and I a little more time to schedule guests. Jenny does all the editing. She's going to continue to edit, but it gives her a little more time instead of trying to squeeze it in. Now, my wonderful forever girlfriend is a deadliner, so it probably still means that she's going to wake up on Tuesday morning and go, oh my God, I forgot I have to edit a podcast. And, you know, she'll still be editing the podcast on Tuesday morning because that's just who she is. We wouldn't want to change, you know, 975 years of living. She is a Martian. So she does have all those Martian years in addition to the, you know, the 40 years that we've been married. So other kind of, you know, fun stuff. I was thinking about it today. I was running home from work because that's just a thing. And I can't believe that everybody doesn't run to and from work. I know There's a guy that I follow here in town. He's absolutely the best auto mechanic in town, Jeff Jordan with Able Auto Service. If you're in the Hampton Roads area, you need to look him up. And Jeff Jordan commutes to work probably at least 3 times a week. And I love seeing that he's run commuting because I think it's totally awesome. So I was out running on my way home from work today, and I got to thinking, man, how far have I come since December of 2020? December of 2020, I had completed 300 milers and about, I think I was at 24 ultra marathons total. I'm now at 1,300 milers. And those are including a 72-hour over 100 miles and 2 48-hour over 100 miles. And then I've also completed 2 200 milers. So I have 13 buckles now. And I'm like, man, that's a lot of buckles. I never thought that. But the other thing is, I've also completed 67 ultra marathons. So I have completed 43 ultra marathons in the last 5 years. Somebody has a running problem. I'm not going to say who. I think it's Jenny, but one of us has a running problem. 2026 is getting ready to line up to be a fantastic year. I'm actually going to be doing something on January 1st, which we'll talk about in our next episode. And then, of course, there's Swami Shuffle 2026. Looking forward to that. I got sick last year, so this year Jenny's sleeping on the porch the whole week before, so she doesn't bring me any presents home from work. I'm kidding. She's not actually sleeping on the porch. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll sleep on the porch. I don't know. So yeah, this year I'm bound and determined that I'm running it. If I'm dying, I'm still gonna run Swami Shuffle 200, and we're gonna put the links to donate because I would love to see us soar way past $22,000 in donations to action and awareness this year. I think that if we really put our heads to it, we can absolutely crush that and make it amazing. The lineup for this year's Swami Shuffle 200, I'm already getting excited just looking at who's coming. Some of the names of ultra running are going to be here. There's one guy that's going to be here. I can't wait to meet him. I've never met him before. I sort of secretly idolize him because he has done a ton of really, really hard stuff, and I'm looking forward to meeting him. But we've also got some of the amazing people who come year after year. Mike Edwards is going to finish his fifth Swami Shuffle 200. That's amazing to me. Dave Moore, I think this will be his fourth. Art McDonald and his son are coming back to run it. Tommy Dobson's coming over from the Eastern Shore, and Don Knotts is back again to run this again. Michelle Gray, who is one of the most gracious people you'll ever meet, is back out again this year. Lisa Georges, she's like this little spark plug that just keeps on going, going, going. Justin Merrigan, Tyler Drapeau are back. I think you're going to see those two dueling it out at the front of the pack. My good friend Peter Nye is coming back again this year. It's going to be an amazing. So Swami Shuffle 200 is going to be absolutely amazing. Then in March, I'm going to crew my good friend John Willard at his first 100 miler at Blackbeard's 100 miler. I can't wait to watch him crush this thing. And then in April, I'm going to go up to the old 6 days and do the 48 hour. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. I don't have anything scheduled from May until October when I'm going to go back up to Haynesport and run the 48 hour again and see how many miles I can do there. I know Jenny and I are trying to plan a trip to Ireland to see our Ukrainian kids. And so we're really looking forward to that. It's an amazing year. There's a lot of stuff happening in 2026. And man, I'm amazed at where we've come, where we're going, what's happening. I just can't thank you all enough for tuning in on Tuesday mornings to the Living an Ultra Life podcast. It blows my mind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are the best listeners any podcast has ever had. That's it for 2025. It's a wrap. Y'all have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I can't wait to talk to you about New Year's Day. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.